U.S. Senator Lisa Murkowski lost the Republican primary last time she ran. But today, former Anchorage Mayor Dan Sullivan filed to run against her right before the deadline to get into the race. Murkowski has picked up two new Democratic challengers as well, UAA Professor Edgar Blatchford and former legislator Ray Metcalf. Both men have Republican roots. Blatchford served as a Commerce Commissioner for Republican Governor Frank Murkowski and in the cabinet of Governor Wally Hickel. He, like many candidates this year, says he wants to break partisan gridlock. And Blatchford adds, stop government bashing.
We beat up on the United States government. For Pete's sake, it's our government. It's our people that we send to Washington, D.C. We got to stop this and come to the table and start talking to each other.
Anyone challenging Murkowski now starts at a huge disadvantage. She's raised about $4 million. Blatchford says it's not all about money.
I think if an Alaskan gives a dollar, that is much more valuable than $1,000 or $1 million that's been donated from people who live elsewhere.
Blatchford has been mayor of Seward, board chairman of Chugiak Alaska Native Corporation, and a publisher of newspapers serving rural Alaska. He now owns two small newspapers and teaches journalism and Native studies. Ray Metcalf was twice elected to the state house in the late 70s and early 80s. He was a Republican then. He later founded his own party, the Republican Moderate Party of Alaska. He's an Anchorage real estate broker. 2 hours before the filing deadline, Metcalf said he was running for U.S. Senate, not necessarily against Murkowski, because he said she hasn't won a spot on the general election ballot yet.
So just on the chance that she might lose, I don't think it's out of the question that I might have an opportunity to be successful.
Even if Murkowski wins her primary against Sullivan, Metcalf says he still stands a chance because of all the excited Bernie Sanders supporters.
We're hoping to ride Bernie's coattails a little bit. I was a delegate for Bernie at the state convention.
Anchorage immigration attorney Margaret Stock is also running for U.S. Senate as an independent. Other Republicans challenging Murkowski are Thomas Lamb and Bob Lochner. Meanwhile, Vince Beltrami has filed to run for state Senate, challenging Anchorage Republican Senator Kathy Geisel. Beltrami is president of the Alaska AFL-CIO and a longtime Democrat, but he's running as a nonpartisan. Democrat Tom Begich has filed to run for state Senate, too, for the downtown Anchorage seat now held by Senator Johnny Ellis. After 30 years in the legislature, Ellis announced today that he will not seek re-election. Ed Wesley, newly named as the Democratic National Committeeman, is also running. Just before the deadline, no Republican had filed for that seat.